So, here we are, sat in my living room. There's a strange creaking in the roof due to the temperature ever so slowly dropping from really hot to quite warm. I've had the log burner going, and I probably didn't really need it, but I was properly chilling out, made a delicious pasta sauce. And I had to use some wine in the sauce, just a splash, and then a few splashes for me. It was lovely. And I finally got round to opening up the Rode NT USB, this mic I'm talking on right now. You can only really control audio input on your computer by the looks of things. It's got a really nice, simplified setup where you can adjust your headphones, which is zero lag because they're plugged straight into the microphone. But I don't know whether or not it's distorting going into Audio Boom on the browser, because as far as I know, I'm only monitoring what's going into the mic. There's also a bit of a mixer knob where if you are singing a song and doing a vocal track over the top, you can have that come through the headphones in the mic, I believe. So if you see hear a slight creaking, it's either my hand on the microphone or the roof beams shrinking with the heat dissipating. It sounds good in my head. I don't know what it's going to sound like elsewhere until I stop and play back. I don't know also if there's a world record for the longest USB ever to be, the longest USB lead ever to be shipped with an electrical item. But if there isn't, I'm pretty sure Rode has just taken that. It must be about 6 meters long. I have no idea. But it's going to be very handy when I'm in my shed, rigging the USB cable up from my roof boom. I've got one of those boingy roof booms, and then go down the wall and then round the back and into the computer. Quite excited about setting that up. Not that I've got a permanent studio in there, but I'd like to do a little bit more, maybe audio narration and putting things together. So that's that. That's I very rarely ever record an audio boom into the desktop. This is probably the second in nearly 2,000 direct messages, definitely. And I guess loads of people have to now. Oh, word of warning. I refused to update my Audio Boom app so that I still had the direct message facility. And it crashed for the first time during an interview. Not during an interview. I had stopped, actually. A notification came through. The app crashed. I'm tired. But it did save to drafts, so that was good. But I was shocked because I can't remember the last time the app has crashed. I mean, it's for all its design faults, and I know it's not designed for me. It's designed for people who mostly just want to digest content, and it's a bugger to get around if you just want to record some audio. Trying to train people how to record audio on Audio Boom is just getting harder and harder and harder. And if SoundCloud do go under, Audio Boom is probably missing the opportunity to become a serious audio recording app. I know it's a bit late. I mean, how long we've been doing it for. But with Anchor out at the moment, a lot of people are just throwing stuff into there, which is a completely different beast. It's video conversational platform. Sorry, audio conversational platform. I've only had a glass and a half. Listen to me.